feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast uncovering the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm so thrilled you're joining me today. Before we begin, please subscribe and leave a rating. Subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement as we air episodes every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Leave a rating. It helps more people find the show faster. Now, let's begin. Today, I want to talk about something that many of us face during the holiday season. Missing loved ones or feeling alone, especially during Thanksgiving. Holidays like Thanksgiving are meant to be a time of togetherness, family, and shared moments of joy. Yet, for many of us, these same holidays can bring up feelings of isolation, loss, or even longing. If you're someone who's navigating life with hirsutism or any other personal challenge, it can sometimes feel like the world is celebrating something you just can't connect to in the same way. Whether it's the absence of a loved one, a breakup, or even the feeling of being out of place in your own skin, Thanksgiving can be a complicated mix of gratitude and sorrow. But I want you to know today that it's okay to feel these things. You are not alone in your emotions, and there is still space for gratitude, even when the emptiness feels overwhelming. I know what it feels like to be surrounded by everyone else, seemingly enjoying the holiday, but still feeling that heavy sense of missing something or someone. I've lived in the same city my whole life, so many of my memories are tied to family traditions and gatherings. There is a comfort in that, but also a vulnerability when those traditions shift, when loved ones are no longer there, or when things just don't feel the same. There was a Thanksgiving not so long ago when I found myself feeling the weight of those changes. I sat down at the table, surrounded by family, but still felt a bit empty. It wasn't just about missing people who couldn't be there physically. It was about missing the way things used to be. That's when I realized I was clinging to what had been, not allowing myself to fully appreciate what I had in the moment. In that moment of reflection, I reminded myself that while I might miss certain things or people, there was so much still to be grateful for. Family, love, and the memories we shared. Even when things feel incomplete, there is always something beautiful in the here and now. Thanksgiving is traditionally about giving thanks, but sometimes we forget that gratitude doesn't have to be for big things or for people who are physically present. Sometimes gratitude is for the small things, the warmth of a cup of tea, the comfort of your own space, the beauty of the sunrise, or even the strength to get through a tough time. And if you're someone who's battling hirsutism or dealing with any challenge that makes you feel like you don't belong, you are still deserving of gratitude. Your journey, your growth, and your ability to keep moving forward, even when the world seems to overlook you, are things to be deeply grateful for. One thing I've learned is that holidays don't have to be perfect to be meaningful. If you're missing someone today, allow yourself to feel that loss, but also give yourself the grace to feel the love that still exists. It's not about pretending everything is okay when it's not. It's about honoring your feelings and embracing the moments of peace, however fleeting they may be. Sometimes the best way to honor those who aren't physically with us is by creating new traditions, even if they're small. Maybe that's taking a walk in nature and appreciating the beauty around you. Maybe it's reaching out to a friend, sharing a memory, or even making a call to someone who needs a little extra love this season. As we reflect on this, I want to share a verse that has brought me comfort during times of loneliness and longing. It's from Psalm 34:18, which says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." This verse has reminded me time and time again that even in my loneliness, even when I feel broken or lost, God is close. His presence fills the space when I feel empty. And that in itself is a reason for thanksgiving. One of the most beautiful things about the human experience is that no matter where we are all connected in some way. Even when we can't be physically together, our hearts have the ability to reach out and touch others. That's the power of community. If you find yourself feeling alone this Thanksgiving, I encourage you to seek out connection in any form that feels right for you. Reach out to someone who might also be struggling. Send a message of encouragement to someone you know might be feeling forgotten or isolated. Sometimes the simple act of reaching out can make a world of difference, not just for them, but for you as well. This Thanksgiving, no matter what your situation looks like, remember that you are not defined by your circumstances. You are not alone in your struggles, and you are forever loved by those around you, by your community, and by God, who sees you, knows you, and cherishes you deeply. Thank you for spending this time with me today. Remember, even if you're missing someone or feeling isolated this holiday, you are never truly alone. Your strength, your resilience, and your capacity for love make you a beautiful, powerful person, and I am grateful for you. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you discover the show faster. And if someone came to mind, share this with them. We're all in this together. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember, you are forever loved.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself, ring all the bells. I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good.